The Wizard and the Witch by Jean Ure. Read by Brian Cant. Chapter 1. The twins and Primple, Primple was their dog, were playing goodies and baddies at the bottom of the garden. Gemma was being a baddie with a handkerchief mask tied over her face. Joel, as a goodie, was just about to throw her to the ground and sit on her, when all of a sudden there was a terrible screeching and the sky overhead turned black as midnight. "What is it?" whispered Gemma, peering out from behind the tree where she'd been hiding. "I don't know." Joel stopped and looked up. So did Primple. As the darkness cleared, they saw a hunched shape astride a broomstick. It was making straight for them, red eyes gleaming and pointed teeth bared, cackling as it came. "It's a witch!" yelled Joel. "Run for it!" Pell-mell up the garden raced the twins, Primple hot on their heels. He wasn't a very brave dog, but then he was only tiny. The broomstick came after them. Hideous shrieks filled the air. "Quick!" panted Joel. The twins and Primple pounded up the path. Could they manage to reach the house before the broomstick overtook them? Joel reached it. Gemma reached it. Poor Primple, with his stubby legs, took a desperate leap at the kitchen doorstep, missed his footing, and went tumbling backwards head over heels. At that moment, the witch struck. Zooming in on a steep nosedive, she seized a squealing Primple by the scruff of his neck and shot triumphantly upwards, screaming with unearthly laughter. Gemma, in despair, cried, "Primple!" Joel tore back into the garden. He shook his fist at the departing broomstick. "Hey, you! You give us our dog back!" He snatched up a large stone from the rockery and threw it.